Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
And now it's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. A new poll shows Californians appear to be sharply divided along party lines over President Trump's immigration raids. While nearly 80% of Democrats oppose reducing the number of people entering the United States illegally, only 5% of Republicans are. Phil, any surprise here?
You know, it's an interesting poll. It was done by UC Berkeley, which is nonpartisan. You know, we can take a look at some of the questions asked and try to read the tea leaves here. California are sharply divided about the ICE raids, and largely along partisan lines, as you pointed out. 90% of Democrats oppose deporting all undocumented immigrants versus only 10% of the Republicans. So they favor it. But what was interesting is that the state remains sharply divided 50-50 on the idea of the efforts overall to reduce undocumented immigration. And that means that 50% or close to 50% support it. And I thought that number would be lower. I thought there would be more people opposed. But things are changing because a lot of people in the past that were asked about this question was before the deportations actually started happening. And the images of masked ICE agents with guns drawn and such like that on the streets of Los Angeles and California and other cities, I think has really hurt the idea of the deportations or immigration enforcement. And it's not a pretty picture, and it's one that's going to take its toll on voters and the Republican Party, I think, in the midterm elections.
So do you think that this is actually causing the president to lose any support among Californians?
Well, the poll found that one third of Latino voters that had supported Trump now regret their choice, with 71% saying the administration's deportation efforts have gone too far. Now, let's get honest there. It wasn't like a majority of Latino voters supported Trump, and so the base was smaller. I think that what we have here is Californians, like I said, are seeing it. And the poll also found that 1 out of 4 people have some kind of contact with someone who's been affected by this. Like, let's say a worker that didn't show up to work, somebody that actually got deported, or something like that. This is having an impact. It was also interesting to note that the biggest impacts felt were in the Bay Area and in Los Angeles. But in the Central Valley, where they have a lot of immigrant labor, and in the Inland Empire, that wasn't as nearly as high. So what we have here is the urban centers that are thinking this way, that are opposed to what they're seeing, Remember that the president said initially that it was just going to be rounding up the baddest of the bad. It was going to be criminal. I think that sold better with voters than what they're seeing now. Now, the question is going to be going forward and in the midterms, if you want to just look at the stark reality of politics, is while people are concerned, is this concerned enough to sway their vote? And that's one thing that we didn't see in this poll was that, like, rank, where do you put this, the immigration policies and enforcement compared, let's say, to the economy or something like that? Which, how big of a deal is it to you? You might be opposed to it or support it, but how big of a deal is it to you overall? And that remains something we'll see and evolve between now and the next election.
So really quick, what do you think is next for Republicans? Because they've got a lot of things kind of stacked against them with this immigration stuff not turning out maybe how they thought, and then also congressional maps being redrawn.
Yeah, it's not a great time to be a Republican in the state of California. You're absolutely right. What we have here is some of the policies that Trump has put out there are people are supporting them, and others, like the economy, people are questioning them. And on the deportations, people are actually coming out and saying, I don't like this. The question is whether the president changes his game plan and says we're going to back off on these and concentrate on other stuff, or whether he goes ahead. And that remains to be seen. In San Francisco, he was going to go ahead with ICE raids. Then he pulled back. We haven't heard much of him since. He's in other states. Will he come back to California? We'll see. This issue, a lot of it is in his hands.
A lot remains to be seen. Thank you so much, Phil. It was really, really a pleasure to speak with you. Phil will be live again tomorrow morning at 7:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.